We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the last blat Masechta Shabbos. Zok the Gemara. We just learned that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon regarding Muksa. There's more makel by Muksa Rabbi Shimon than Rabbi Yehuda. He holds something that's Royu on Shabbos, even though it was not Mukhan, it was not prepared before Shabbos. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Muksa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Muksa. The example the Mishnah gave for that was some behemoth that died on Shabbos. So beginning of Shabbos, it was Mukhan L'Adam. Not Mukhan L'Klavim, but died on Shabbos. Now it's Royu for dogs. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Muksa, because it wasn't Royu for dogs beginning of Shabbos. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Muksa, because right now it's Royu for dogs, since it's an Avela. So Rabbi Yechon passes like Rabbi Shimon. But the question is, Rabbi Yechon always, in Kol HaShas, paskins like a Stam Mishnah. The question is, the Stam Mishnah is that sound like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara will continue with that discussion. Toshmar, learn to the Mishnah in Mesechtes Beya. Maschilim ba'areimes ha'tevan. You're allowed to use straw for firewood. Rashi says right now we think it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, we're talking about straw that was spoiled, was not royal or behema. And therefore, you're allowed to use that straw for burning it on Yontif. You're allowed to use it for firewood because that's what it's set aside for. Avaloi ba'etzim shiva muksa. You're not allowed to use the wood that's in the muksa. What's the muksa? Muksa is the backyard of a house. In those days, used it for storage, for eitzer. And since it was set aside for storage, you can't use it because it wasn't mukham before Yontif to use it for firewood. So what do you see in this Mishnah? Clear Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. How can we say Rabbi Yechon passes like Rabbi Shimon if there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara, no, that's going according to Rabbi Shimon, that Mishnah. Aye, it says, Eitzim Shiva Muksa, you're not allowed to use. Why not? Well, I can't use this right for firewood. And for the Gemara, because Hasan Va'arzi Va'ashuchi, we're talking about cedarwood trees. One's a male cedarwood tree, whatever that means, one's a female. But the special trees that used, very expensive trees that are used for beams, for buildings, the muksa machas v'sar and kiss, the muksa machas v'sar and kiss, I feel Rav Shimon Moed, the Rav Shimon Moed, it's muksa, and therefore you can't use it. And Lefiz, at the beginning of the Mishnah, you could say, V'arei Masatavan means even straw that's royal for behema, you're allowed to use a firewood, because according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't have to be mukhan. The only reasons why Eitzim Shiva Muksa is not allowed to be used is because the muksa machas v'sar and kiss. So we got that question. Now we have another Mishnah. This Mishnah sounds clearly like Rav Yehuda, a Stam Mishnah. Toshma, Ein Mashkim Ashechtim Esamadvarius. You're not allowed to give to drink or shecht behemoths that are medbarius. We're talking about behemoths that are not mukhan, they're not in your house before Yom Tov, they were out in the fields, and therefore they weren't prepared to be shechted, and therefore you're not allowed to shecht them. They used to give it to drink in order to be able to strip off the skin easily, so you can't give it to drink either because you're giving it to drink to shecht it, you can't shecht it, so you shouldn't give it to drink either. But you could give it to drink and shecht the baisis, the one that are in the house. But those are mukhan, those behemoths are mukhan to be shechted, and therefore you're allowed to give it to drink, you're allowed to shecht it. And agav, you're allowed to give it to drink also to one of the mitzvaris if it's your responsibility to take care of their mezainis. But just was saying, you're not allowed to shecht them, but you're allowed to shecht the baisis. Why? Because it's not mukhan, that's klar, like Rav Yehuda, so stam mish like Rav Yehuda. So what's pshat Rav Yechon passing Rav Shimon if you have a stam mish like Rav Yehuda? And for the Gemara, Rav Yechon is stam achri nashkech. If you have a different stam mish, no? And this Mishnah is a Masechta Shabbos. We had it before in the Kuf Mems. We had this Mishnah. And there we'll see that Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon. Let's see. It says in that Mishnah, V'shamu imr magbi ime al shulchan at somis v'klipi. You let it take off the table after you finish eating, the bones and the klipin. That's what V'shamu says. And like Tosis explains there, these things are royal l'behema, but they weren't mucham before Shabbos. They were mucham la'odam. They were part of food for people. Now they turn into Meichel behema. So V'shamu holds like Rav Shimon, and he says you can take it off the table. V'shamu imr, no, it's muksa. Because now it's Maicha Behema maybe, but it's Muksa because it wasn't Mukhan. So V'salarim V'salak is a tavla kula manari. Take the tablecloth and you shake it off. Do tiltam on the side. V'om Rav Nachman, Onu Inlano V'shamek Rav Yehuda V'salak Rav Shimon. Rav Nachman says that the real gears is switched around. V'shamai is the one who says it's Asur to move it by hand. And according to Rabbi Hillel, you allowed to take off that Samas by hand like Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel makam V'shamai makam Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. So it's considered a Stam Mishnah. This is Beis Hillel holds a Rav Shimon, it's a Stam Mishnah, and that's Pshat and Rabbi Yechon. And the Gemara ends off with a Machlokes, Rav Acha and Ravina had a Paschal Lamaisa and Kol Masechta Shabbos, like Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Because besides for Muksa, we have other Machlokes in Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. We have Machlokes, Dov Hashem Maskavin, according to Rav Yehuda's Mutter, according to Rav Shimon's Asa, we have Lachashem Tzir Chalagupo, according to Rav Shimon. So it's Machlokes, Rav Acha and Ravina. Chanam Machol Shabbos Kula, Halacha Rav Shimon, Paschal, but Kol Shabbos Kula like Rav Shimon, Levar v'muksa machas mias. Besides for muksa machas mias, there will pass the mark of Yehuda, my new ner yoshon. That means a earthenware candle. It's a candle holder, really, what it is. And since it gets disgusting, we put oil in it. is you can't use it on Shabbos because muksa machmas mias. Rav Shimon holds it's mutter. As long as you can find use for it, it's mutter. And that we pass like Rav Yehuda. V'chad amar muksa machmas mias namelok Rav Shimon. Muksa machmas mias was the pachas of Rav Shimon. Levar muksa machmas iser. Besides, for muksa machmas iser, there we will pass like Rav Yehuda. What is muksa machmas iser? My new ner shadikub avayis Shabbos. That means a candle that you lit on Shabbos. Now, halacha is that when a candle is lit, b'shas the fire is lit, everyone holds his muksa. Everyone knows that's muksa. Because that's muksa machmas gufa, everyone knows it's muksa. The question is, it goes out. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yavad Yisoyed, Migud is the Yisoyed Ben HaShemashas, also called Shabbos Kula. Since Ben HaShemashas was muksa, you can't use the rest of Shabbos even after the candle goes out. You can't move those candelabras after it goes out, because muksa machmas issa. And there, Rav Shimon argues, well, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, we got muksa machmas issa. And the Rishonim speak out that the first man Yama holds that we paskin like Rav Yehuda muksa machmas mias, for sure we paskin by muksa machmas issa, like Rav Yehuda. The first man holds a muksa machmas mias, we pass like Rav Yehuda, for sure we muksa machmas issa, we pass like Rav Yehuda. The second man, the one makel, he holds machmas mias, we pass like Rav Shimon, but still muksa machmas issa, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that's aser, and that's the halacha l'maisa. Our muksa machmas and kis, a filler of Shimon moida, muksa machmas and kis, even Rav Shimon's moida, the Tanan, how do we know Rav Shimon's moida by muksa machmas and kis? Because the Mishnah says, call a kelim matalim b'shabbos, all kelim mashma, even klishim lachtel issa, you light him metaltel regularly on Shabbos. That must be like Rav Shimon, and still the Mishnah says, "Chutz min amasar gadol v'yaseh shel machreshet." Besides, for a big specialized saw or a piece of the apparatus of the plow of a plow, you know, I'll use that because muksa machzor and kis. See, Rav Shimon's moida muksa machzor and kis. Like upon that's what comes out. We paskin like Rav Shimon for everything besides for muksa machmas issa. We pass like Rav Yehuda. Taisa speaks out that the muksa machmas issa we pass like Rav Yehuda is only a type of muksa machmas issa dache b'yadayim. That means you yourself made it. Muksa ben hashmashas, and now is left, the muksa stopped, let's say the isser is not around anymore, but still, since migud is ben hashmashas, also called Shabbos Kula. But there are certain instances where it wasn't your maisa that made dachem yadayim, there we will not hold like Rav Yehuda. You see, twice before, example is a behemoth that was alive before Shabbos and died on Shabbos, and so now it's available, can I give it to the club? Yeah, I muksa machmas isser, was isser shchita, but that I didn't do. I didn't create that muksa machmas isser, and therefore it is mutter, and we don't pass in like Rav Yehuda regarding that type of muksa machmas issa. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the last Mishnah Masech the Shabbos. The Hakdama is, the halacha is like this, there's two type of ways to annul a neder. There's hafara and hatara. Hafara is only a father to a daughter, a naira, or a 12-year-old daughter, 12 and a half, maybe a little from 11 to 12 and a half, and a husband to a wife, and that's called hafara. Hatara means you go either to a chacham, a yachid mumcha, or you go to three dayanim, and they give them a pesach. They say, I don't want to have charata, I don't want to make the neder, and then matanah. It's called hatara sadar. Now, hatara sadar and hafara, there'd be a makam to say it's asa on Shabbos. Why? Because similar to din, just like an ala kavina bezdin on Shabbos, maybe you can't do this on Shabbos either. But the halach is, the Mishnah says that tzarech Shabbos you could do atara, and on hafara we'll see if it has to be tzarech Shabbos or not. So let's see the Mishnah. Mafirim nedarim is Shabbos. You're allowed to be made for a neder on Shabbos. V'neshalom nedarim shein tzarech Shabbos. And you're also allowed to go to a bezin to be matar neder if as long as it's tzarech Shabbos. What does tzarech Shabbos mean? Let's say you need it for food for Shabbos, for oinik Shabbos. That's one halacha gavi, hafara sadarim, atara sadarim. The Mishnah says further, peikim es ha'ma'or. You're allowed to close up a window on Shabbos. We had a halacha before, if it's a temporary window closer, if it's temporary, if that's called oil or not, we have a halacha. So passing over here, you're allowed to close up the window on Shabbos, even if it's not tight. Another halacha is a moedim es ha'matlis. The halacha is you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos, but you're allowed to measure a matlis if you're worried if it came tamei or not and touched your tyrus. Because in Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to measure it. The Moedim is a mikvah. You're allowed to check a mikvah's 40 saw. Also, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, called Tzarech Mitzvah. And the Mishnah ends up for the Maizah. Maizah, may Avav Shav Rabbi Tzadik, may Avav Shav Ben Batnis, Shav Pakku Es Mar, a certain case, the Gemara will talk about it, that they closed up a window with the Fiach, with a jug, or earthenware jug, because it was my Keda, Begemi, and they tied an earthenware jug with a reed, later, Yeshvagigis Kaseach Tefach, if the barrel had an opening of a Tefach, we'll see in the Gemara exactly, in Lav. And with the Vrayam, Lamanu, we learned from that story three things. Shapaku, you let it close up a window on Shabbos. And Maidim, you let it measure a Tzarech Mitzvah. Koshim Shabbos, let it tie something, a kesher or not, that's not Shel Kayama. Those are three things you learn from that. Halacha, we'll learn that at the end of from the last Gemaras in the Masechta. Zok the Gemara, Aboy Elohu. So, as Akdama, the halacha is that a father or a husband can be made for the neder of the wife or the daughter. But that's only b'yom shamay. The day they hear it, they can make it. Now, it's machlokes, we'll see in the Gemara, machlokes, what does it mean b'yom shamay? Do you get 24 hours after you hear about it? Or you get till shkia, till sunset of that day, to be made for that neder. Hataras darim is forever. It makes no difference. We go to a bezdin. But when it comes to hafara, it has to be b'yom shamay. Does machlokes b'yom shamay, does it mean 24 hours or that day? So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara declares the shayla like this. In our Mishnah, it says, Mafir of Dharma Shabbos doesn't say anything about Tzarech Shabbos. But it comes to Taurus Dharma, it says about Tzarech Shabbos. So, Abayalu, Hafara, Beilat Tzarech, Beish Loyal Tzarech. Hafara could be Shailat Tzarech. Shabbos not Tzarech Shabbos, I could do it. Vishaila Tzarech in Shloyal Tzarech Loy. And Shaila is only Tzarech Shabbos, not Tzarech Loy. Mishamach, therefore, it separates two things in the Mishnah. Now, why should Hafara be different than Hatara? The answer is simple, because this sound the Gemara would hold. That you only could do it b'yayim shamay, only till shkia, till sunset. Now, if you don't do the hafaras dharma on Shabbos, you're not going to have a chance to do it. So it's time sensitive. So even if it's not tzarech Shabbos, I have to do it today. Mashiach get the hafaras dharma, that's not time sensitive, I'll do it tomorrow. So unless it's tzarech Shabbos, I can't do it. So that's the shayla. Maybe hafaras b'yayim tzarech and tzarech. And that's why I split it up. I do my hafaras b'yayim tzarech and tzarech. Why? Because you get 24 hours. So it's not time sensitive. But how the compile go adult, why does the mission have two different cases? Hafara and Atara. Mishnah Hafara ain't Tzarech Bezdin and Shaila Tzarech Bezdin. The reason is because Hafara does not need a Bezdin. And Shaila needs Bezdin, therefore we separated it because two different type of Ifanim of being made for another. So that's the more Shaila. Does Hafara's Dharma have to be Tzarech or even Shloyal Tzarech? Toshimata needs Zutiv Rare Papa. My fear of Dharma Shabbos, Tzarech Shabbos. The way you look at the Bryce was, my fear of Dharma Shabbos, Tzarech Shabbos. Mashmal, Tzarech Shabbos, in Shloyal Tzarech Loy. Says Dafka Tzarech Shabbos. And it must be, he holds that you have 24 hours to make for the nether, and therefore you can do it after Shabbos, unless it's a Tzarech Shabbos. Lishnach, we know, another Lashon, and it's the same Shaila, just in different words. A Boil who, the Tzarech Atavayu Ketoni, is the din Tzarech Shabbos going back to both Hatar and Hafara, Shloyal Tzarech Loy. Alma Hafaras, Nadorim, Eis Leis, so you see, it must be. If it's only Lutzarech, it must be Hafaras Adarim, you get 24 hours. And if it's not time sensitive, I don't know if it's not time sensitive. Hafaras Adarim is Shloyal Tzarech. Why? I'm Hafaras Adarim call Yom, because only you have this day till sunset. And therefore, if you're not going to do it today, you're not going to have any time to do it. Therefore, you're Shloyal Tzarech, it's Mutta. Tashima, Tony, Rav Zutti, Rav Papa, Fir Adarim Shabbos, Tzarech Shabbos. It says he learned in the Braisa, the way he learned our Mishnah was, Fir Adarim Shabbos, Tzarech Shabbos. That's why he said the halacha of our Mishnah in the Braisa. It's Mashma. The Tzarech Shabbos and Tzarech Shabbos are loy. I'm a Faras Dorm. It's like, see a Faras Dorm, you get 24 hours. For anything more, I'm a Rashi, Vanan, Tanan. We have a Mishnah in Mesechus Dorm. It says, a Faras Dorm call Yoim. And the Mishnah says, Yesh Dov Lahakul Achmer. This time call Yoim. Sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short. Ketzad Nodor Leil Shabbos. If you make a Nether, Leil Shabbos, Friday night, Mayfair Leil Shabbos, and Shabbos, you get almost 24 hours to Mayfair. Ash Teshach, until you get sunset the next day. No Dim Chashech, if you do it right before sunset on Shabbos afternoon, Mayfair, Ash Teshach. You only can Mayfair for a few minutes. Shemloi Hefer, Mishav Shech, and Yechol Haif, you can't do it anymore. So what do you see in this Mishnah day? You only have that day. So how can we say, Tani Vazuti, that has to be Tzarech Shabbos, because you hold 24 hours, you have a Mishnah like that. So tomorrow, Tanoi, Takam Chalikas Tanoi, and Tanya went in a Braisa. And far as the Dorm, Kol Hayoyim, to attack only till sunset. So it's machlokes. Now, Lachal Amayis, we passed that it has to be Yom Shem, has to be till sunset that day, and therefore, he allowed to be made for a dorm, even Shloy Lutzarek Shabbos, since it's time sensitive, you only have that day to do it. So, look at the Gemara Bait. It said in the Mishnah, in a Shalom Lina Dorm, that you're allowed to do it, Tzarek Shabbos, you're allowed to go to, you got to get a Bezdin and be mounted in Nether. So, what about like this? Shloy Lutzarek Shabbos, is it talking about that case where you couldn't do it before Shabbos? And therefore, he has a choice, he has to do it on Shabbos. Let's say he had a chance before Shabbos, and now he decided, oh, Tzarek Shabbos, have to be mounted. Well, you could have done it before Shabbos. What's the Lacha? Maybe they don't allow you to do it. Tashma is a story. There's a Gilead Rabban of the Raider of Zerah, the Shalom Nidra Afagav the Havale Pnai. He allowed him, the Shalom Nidra Afagav the Havale Pnai, even though he had time to do it before Shabbos, he was made for it the Tzarek Shabbos on Shabbos. So you see, even though you have before, you don't make a knas on him and you allow him to do it. You allow him to make for the nether on to matir the nether on Shabbos, even though you had time before Shabbos.